Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 70. Yes, that's T and not teen. This comes as much of a surprise to me as it does to anyone.
Oh, yes. I even double-checked the episode number, just so we wouldn't have this conversation, which I've ended up initiating anyway. Evening up.
I realised I may not have given you much of a lead in there, which is why I blathered on about teen and tea instead of a... Because you were going, oh, done it again. Have you ordered Inception on Blu-ray yet?
I have no interest in watching it again.
Really? I thought it looked shiny.
It was a decent film. It was a little overhyped.
And I wonder how to approach the D.W. Sears with the point that, no, the film wasn't actually that confusing and maybe you're just a bit thick.
There could be that. I sat down, I expected to engage my brain 100% to follow it. And I'm not kidding, there's been Stargate episode, time travel episodes that have been more convoluted than Inception.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the one thing which annoys me is you don't know at the end.
Yeah, they leave it up to you.
Yeah.
Just go with it. Whatever makes you happy.
A damn resolution. That would make me happy.
Yeah, some people get really upset. Lost didn't answer every question. It doesn't matter. BSG didn't answer every question. It doesn't matter.
BSG didn't answer any questions. BSG, it's like we're discussing this, say, in the GWC group call, because I was pointing out that Lost had converted me from agnostic to atheist. And, well, I think people kept watching Lost because they thought it might actually provide answers. I mean, even Aaron got off with it about halfway through season four. He was just like, oh, bugger this, I've had enough. Because he stopped talking about it around sort of midway through season four. I think when they moved the island, he was like, oh. I decide 70 deserves an exclamation mark. I clicked tweet, damn it. Sorry, I'm just reading the teaser. I shouldn't read the teaser, should I?
Won't do you any harm.
No, I suppose not. Come on, wakey wakey. Why is it always going to small victories? Oh, I just realised something.
What's that?
Well, maybe I did bring it up, but I don't think I did. Crossroads was the last episode on that disc.
Off you go then. Hobble away.
Yes, I have to go downstairs and get disc two. The logical thing to do would be to bring disc one downstairs with me so I don't sort of accrue large piles of discs up here.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-Fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
To quote Bill Hicks, let's plaster on a fake smile and plow through this one more time.
Never really going to him.
That's fair enough.
I've just downloaded season 4 and 5 of Stargate SG-1 to save me the hassle of ripping it. and it's NTSC versions, so they're the right length.
Oh!
Yes.
So you're actually watching it in the same format, are you?
Yeah, I've got this version up. If I unmute it, it even has sound that's in sync.
Sound that's in sync, which means we'll be even more in sync. Well, then pause that 1 second. Okay.
Yeah, we're good to go. No worries.
Some confusion on my part, and apologies to listeners, but I actually thought we were recording everyone's favourite episode tonight, and we're not. That would be next week's episode, Window of Opportunity, which won't technically be recorded next week, because next week I'll be either hungover, travelling, or in another county with less access to considerable bandwidth.
Yeah, possibly all three, and certainly the fourth.
I'm tempted to come down a little earlier, purely so I can just sit here, run the heat, and indulge myself in under strict sci-fi since I'll be off work, and my housemate who doesn't like science fiction won't be actually here. So I have sole access to the TV and I don't have to feel guilty about it while he's sitting in the kitchen reading a sports book.
A housemate that doesn't like sci-fi. It's almost as bad as marrying a woman that doesn't like sci-fi. It'll never last.
Well, I don't know about that. My mate's wife doesn't like sci-fi and they have a kid and everything.
And everything.
You know, four-bed semi in the suburbs of sunny Swindon.
Yeah, basically convinced her to wear the Princess Leia outfit at least once.
I don't think she'd be Princess Leia. I better not say any more.
Yeah, sure, because I think I know where that could be going.
She may actually realise who... He may listen to it and realise who I'm referring to. So let's just move swiftly on and hover our fingers up the spacebar. In 3, 2, 1, unpause line. Fade in on the same Tok'ra planet.
Yes, a well-used map painting by Kent Matheson.
Tuesday doesn't work for the president.
Nice opening lines here from Jack. Those chairs look they could double as medieval torture instruments if you were perched on top of them.
Yeah, a little abrupt, aren't they?
Mm.
Not very good for your back.
I was thinking more of the sudden spike and, you know, as in grab someone, impale.
It's a tricky proposition where we're from.
The president means no disrespect, but he has to appear before Congress on Tuesday, and there's no way to make up an excuse to get out of that.
Wednesday. How's Wednesday?
Wednesday will be fine.
Sounds like us trying to organise a podcast recording. How's Wednesday? Tuesday. Monday.
Yes, and let's make sure we actually try and get the right episode. Silly Alan.
Oh, this must be the head honcho.
Colonel O'Neill, Dr. Jackson, Major Graham, Captain Blaisdell. May I present Supreme High Councilor Persis.
Please, forgive me if you're late.
Well, this looks a bit dodgy.
Yes, that person had that cool little sort of...
It's an honour to meet you.
Look out!
Whoa.
Whoa, that's a serious weapon, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's probably the best handheld weapon we've seen in this show.
That's an incredible handheld weapon. Oh, yes, oh, you have to save the one you fancy.
Save the girl.
Save the one you love.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Yeah, we didn't get Major Graham for long, did we?
No.
Played by Andrew Jackson. Nice to see you, Andrew. Okay, that looked a bit cheesy, but...
That looked extremely cheesy.
No, and bits.
He's been turned into coal.
Yeah, he has. Can't use blood, anything bloody, not on American television.
Well, he's been carbonised.
Oh, you actually think that was his remains, do you?
Yes. Did you think it was a piece of tunnel?
Well, it did look like black polystyrene.
Mm. I have blackened polystyrene with a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, I also had that for my dinner because I left the microwave on too long. So, a short and sweet teaser that was.
Yes, that's what we were about to say. So, and this one directed by... We're back, I'm looking at this disc and we're alternating again. Martin Ward, Peter DeLuise.
Yes.
Right, it's turn.
This was Martin's turn, yep. Written by tall Alexander Valencia.
Who we've seen write episodes before.
Oh, yep.
Primarily because I recognise the bloody name.
So this is the third episode in the little Tok'ra trilogy.
Mm-hmm. That was very alliterative of you.
Wasn't it?
Now, why is there blood there when they got zapped by a laser?
Which would cauterise the wounds, wouldn't it, really?
Yes. Even if it does blow a large hole. Yeah. The character's clearly having a Maybelline moment.
What happened?
I'd like to know that.
Oh, yeah. The hair bouncing happily. Come on, would it be a Stargate episode if I didn't comment on character's hair?
It seemed to be of gold origin.
Look, Martouf.
Obviously, I do not believe you were complicit with Major Graham's actions.
And it's nice to see that.
Hmm? Martouf doesn't look that bothered, does he?
Well, he's alive. Phew. That's three more Tok'ra bit the dust. They probably have a running count of it. Oh, God, God. The worst outfit ever in science fiction.
A what?
The victim of gold mind control technology.
A what?
I believe a mission is programmed into the victim's subconscious. That programming is covered with a false memory.
I have absolutely no objections to it.
No, I'm sorry, but it rivals Halle Berry's Catwoman suit for so much potential and unrealised.
I can see nipples, or at least something where nipples should be.
American people don't realise actresses have nipples. This is, of course, Freya talking, not Anise. A bit unusual. Yes. She comes along to apologise when something goes wrong.
Yes, Anise is like, I'm not cool, honestly. I'm not manipulative or evil. Oh, shit. No.
Let me bend down and pick this up.
Why doesn't she bend down and pick something up?
No, they are apparently unaware their minds have been tampered with. The instructions seem to be triggered by a visual or auditory signal.
So he was brainwashed.
Yes. Carter, your hair is messy. You need some mousse.
Persis, the programming took over. He would have been unable to control his actions after that.
But this is theoretical.
It is difficult to prove because of the lack of evidence. I believe the violent, self-destructive behavior is an integral part of the programming, meant to ensure that result.
Yeah, that's the problem when it's your own man that's done the killing.
Yes. Jack's looking a lot less grey than he did last episode. In the same tunnels, with the same lighting.
Well, they might have boosted the bulbs or something.
We could not have taken any more precautions than we did, Colonel.
But we could have more of these pre-programmed time bombs out there waiting to go off.
It is likely that if the Goa'uld knew Major Graham was going to be here to meet the High Counselor...
Then they know about the Treaty Summit.
It's a pity we hadn't seen Major Graham before and, you know, built some of backstory up, so his kind of death meant a bit more.
Character's enjoying eye mod.
The Treaty Summit. Oh, I don't think so. In 2,000 years, the Tok'ra have never bowed to Goa'uld terrorism.
Normally, the Tok'ra are the terrorists.
It's all a matter of perspective. Today's terrorists is tomorrow's freedom fighter. It just depends on how much oil they've got.
Ooh, cynical.
19 3/4 years in the public and civil service, cynicism comes with the territory.
Oh, 2 years of American foreign policy.
3 weeks of American foreign policy.
Followed by their lapdog, the British government.
Do we or do we not have a Xanax detector?
What the hell
was
that?
Colonel?
Well, he said he wanted a Xanax. Oh, God, I'm getting into Jack's Xanax.
Is it a... So it's not a Tok'ra valise, then?
No, it could be the latest in travel accessories.
That's why I said valise.
I know.
You're explaining the word to our listeners.
It wouldn't have done any harm unless you brought it up.
True.
Major Graham is much a victim as anyone.
All outstanding SG teams are being recalled for screening and placed on a 24-hour watch.
You'd have thought she'd have changed.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a sort of self-cleaning fabric. Besides, she might want to go riding later, so she needs to keep her on. Or take them off, depending on what form of riding. Sorry, I just couldn't let that go.
Jack knows it's coming. Someone's going to slap us in the face.
Mm-hmm. They're at it again.
I completed my autopsy on Major Graham. There was an unidentifiable residue from the explosion, but no indication he was under any kind of chemical influence.
Now, this scene was actually shot long after production for this episode ceased, filming ceased.
They ran short?
I'd probably just need a bit of filling to set the scene. Mm. It was shot on a little wheelchair dolly, and the little camera on the wheelchair being pulled backwards.
His blood work was clean, last psych evaluation was normal. If his brain was altered in any way, it was done by a technology far beyond my understanding.
And through that door... is the production officers. That's why there's a guard.
Yes, you can't go into the production officers. You might say you're actually a TV series, not a real base after all. And that's probably the stairs up to the...
Yeah, it could be. Unfolds. Not bad at all.
Shiny. I wonder how much it went for in the auction. Yeah, good. This is an ace running the machine then.
Hello, Lieutenant Astor. Please have a seat.
Well, that didn't sound like the Gould voice.
It did to me. Yeah. When the audio screwed up. We've decided to... I'm sorry, those are pathetic little straps. They wouldn't hold a mouse.
Kirsten Robeck. One and only appearance in the franchise. Well, she's been everything Canadian. Supernatural, Fringe, Sanctuary, Eureka.
Yeah, I see.
Boys, can you... got good view.
Isn't she?
Try to stay calm. Direct your vision here. I will ask you some questions to lead your thoughts. Please answer as completely and truthfully as possible.
An interesting episode.
Describe for me your recent mission to P6Y325.
That hat really doesn't do much for her hair. And I see where all of Carter's moves went.
At least at first. The Lissarians were a fairly primitive people.
So it's a lie detector. It's even more. It can detect whether a person is being truthful, even if they're not aware they are lying.
fact.
So it reads the subconscious?
And compares it to the conscious memory. It was originally created to verify information retrieved through the torture of captured Gaul.
Ooh.
That's a handy device.
Yeah. Took still has the face fuzz.
It's sticking around, isn't it?
It's probably glued on. You disagreed. You thought it was actual facial hair. Or did you research?
Yeah, I'm researched. He did come back from, you know, the time between the season, you know, production seasons, with that on his chin.
Why didn't Peter go sort of...
Well, he was sleeping in his caravan. Just shave it off.
He's a Zaytark. Not what he's programmed to do. Hello.
Major Graham and I got separated from Captain Blasdale and Sergeant Lewis. I thought we were lost.
It could mean the lieutenant just reiterated something out of order.
Lieutenant, please repeat the last sequence and remember to be specific about every detail, even your feelings at the time.
That's probably why we don't see much of Walter. You know, it was him, Gary.
Don't know exactly what happened.
Oopsie.
That's probably not a good thing to say when you're being interrogated.
Yeah. Looks quite pale. Hey. Sorry. This is not a reflection on the episode. There's a reflection on the fact that my foot woke me at 5 a.m.
The gliders attacked the village. We booked for the Stargate, but the clearing was filled with Jaffa. SG-15 was already under fire.
No, there's 8 of them, so there's 2 teams. Unless it's the supporting Marine Corps.
Well, that's reused footage from, Into the Fire, I think it was.
Hmm.
And then they go to newly filmed footage with Lieutenant Astor and her team.
Don't stop! Keep moving!
Captain Blasdale radioed from behind. He and Sergeant Lewis were pinned down.
Get to the gate!
So we have mere lieutenants leading a team now. Sorry.
Okay.
I forgot, okay? I'm tired.
Are you kidding? I was scared out of my mind. Are you certain you shot the Jaffa?
That's not good. Did you kill him or not? I think I did. I shot him. And of course, that's a problem with this technology.
Aye.
Yeah.
Positive.
She believes it, but it's conflicting with the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose this pass our style of lie detectors easily.
Oh, yeah.
Kill her. Lock her up.
She is a Zaytark. Lieutenant Astor's mind has been altered.
You think so?
What do we do?
There is a procedure we could try.
Is it safe?
It is experimental at best.
She's always happy to experiment on humans.
Well, we could blend her.
Mm. So basically just lobotomize her and be done with it.
Mm.
And well, at this stage, if you know, you take her out of the SGC totally, she's not a threat.
What's the worst case scenario?
The procedure actually damages the portion of the brain that has been affected by the Zaytark technology.
Lieutenant Astra could lose more than just her false memory.
How much more?
It won't be clear until after the procedure.
Well, she's just an embittered ex-employee.
Yeah, we're not quite sure why she's been fired or demoted to catering.
Yes, presumably if we let her know...
I think she's got a pretty good idea that something's not quite right.
Yes, we wish to take you back in for further questioning. Say, yeah. 3-4 weeks of this.
And why are there more people watching now? And why are there so many more guards with guns?
Guns.
Some choice.
And Jafar are always everywhere.
Yes, Jafar, they're everywhere.
I have to admit, I'm a little scared. Actually, that's not true. I'm terrified. I understand. Please try to stay calm. I swear I shot that Jafar. Major Graham returned with Captain Blasdale and Sergeant Lewis. You said you were surrounded.
I suppose it's not as suspicious as you're the only one that survived.
No, one would imagine not.
Yet you and your team managed to get through the Stargate unharmed.
No, this is the zap the brain thing?
Yes.
She's going to have a seizure.
Or else the programming's going to react.
I am going to begin.
Ooh. She's a little upset.
It hurts!
Ooh, what was that?
Ah, with a skull.
Please!
Look at X-ray vision.
Stop!
Stop the procedure.
God, you probably should have had your guns out earlier on. And
did she just get shot twice and not react?
No, I don't think they got the... Seriously, though, they probably shouldn't add 9mm against one of their own.
Yeah. They should have had Zat guns.
Yes, that would have been perfect, wouldn't it?
Where's the Zat gun?
No!
Oh, dear.
They could have Zat gun, though.
In hindsight, yes.
And also, in my opinion, there should have been at least some spray gone onto Linnaeus Ennis.
You know, say they're not allowed to show blood, are they?
Thank you, Doctor. Both SAF suffered serious injuries, but they're going to be okay.
I thought that looked corset-like. It's just the top half. I'm a corset expert, me.
Okay. Not the wearing of, the appreciation of, I hope.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, we'll drop that right now, Michael.
Unfortunately, we cannot analyze the affected area of the victim's brain post-mortem due to the self-inflicted damage.
Would that really make a difference?
I believe it would, yes.
There will be no summon unless we can be sure there's no threat to the President.
We can complete the Zatark testing in time.
And if we find more?
Greater things than the summit will be in jeopardy, Colonel. Proceed. Dismissed.
Well, this is fun. Who's next?
SG-1.
Go. Well, you see, it might give him an opportunity to change the top of it being splattered. So we're off Showtime at this stage, then?
No, we're still on Showtime.
Showtime can't show blood. They're a cable channel, aren't they?
Well, I think they made the conscious decision, weren't they, to go for a more family show, family-orientated show. Mm-hmm. And having someone's brains splatter across anywhere is not good. It's not like the last episode of The Misfits.
That! I've only seen one episode.
One out of the entire two seasons?
Yes.
Okay, then, I'll show up.
Good boy. Pat, pat, pat.
We were so strong and fast that Jaffa on the other side didn't stand a chance.
General Hammond ordered me to follow.
Of course, you should know this because this was your fault.
Before you met up with the rest of SG-1.
Yes.
I went after the Nakwita.
Don't move!
Yes, that's a bit of new footage we hadn't seen before. We didn't exactly know what Daniel got up to when he went after the Nakwita.
I think you're a second or two ahead.
What are you looking at right now?
Daniel's putting stuff in a bag. He just chucks something at your man and continues to put stuff in the bag.
I went back for her.
What happened next?
That's when your genius armband stopped working.
He's not lying.
Okay, Jack.
Cut and...
The blue
run,
field.
Run, bang.
Yeah. Of course, this episode is basically all about this one situation and its ramifications.
You couldn't get through the shield again.
Boing.
Does look good, that does. The nose flattening. Yeah. All
on
truthful.
The other side of the I called his name and he woke up.
Then what?
I realized that there was no way I was going to get through that force shield. I told the colonel to try and get out without me.
To leave you behind?
Yes. The timer on the C4 was counting down. Now, I knew that without the advantage of the armbands, it was going to be tight getting back to the Stargate before the ship's power core exploded.
What did Colonel O'Neill do?
Sir, there's no time!
A couple of Jaffa came around the corner.
And then...
we got lucky.
Clank, 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 clank. I wonder if there's a similarity between when they invented the clanking thing. Were they Doctor Who fans? Is this a nod to Cybermen?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, at the time we said, oh, weren't they lucky?
Yeah.
Of course, from another perspective, they were very, very lucky and now highly suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're telling me everything?
Oh, I tried to go for the Nakwita.
Carter, forget that. Leave it!
But Colonel O'Neill ordered me to leave it.
That's everything.
Yeah?
That's it. We escaped and we didn't get what we came for. Trying to second guess yourself and thinking, I'm telling everybody the truth, so I've got nothing to worry about.
Fair enough. Except it's gone red.
And the camera pans up and you think, both of them. Jack looks a bit mystified.
Jack looks permanently mystified. That's Jack, the equivalent of Rugby.
What? We still don't know anything about the targets involved. In the event that we do proceed, I am forwarding a new plan for your arrival.
Yeah, and just throw a few complications into the president's visit when two members of the leading team are discovered to be brainwashed.
I'd say mind-washed, Jack. I'm not sure he has much of a brain to wash.
Give us a second, huh?
Sir, this has to be a mistake.
Tell me about it.
Can you talk to General Hammond about getting me retested? I mean, there must
us.
Be... What?
Us retested. Apparently I'm one of those Zark things, too. I'm across the hall.
They've locked us up in the same...
Yeah, that's a bit daft, isn't it? You know, get the story straight.
Sir, are you worried that it's at least possible?
A little.
Convenient. Not quite the same time, though. But they did wake up together.
Well, that's the problem. They're both in the same place, but neither of them can verify each other's stories anyway. So even in their own minds, you know, they've got to be a little worried.
We must continue to keep them isolated in order to prevent them from being exposed to their programming triggers.
We don't know for sure it's the president.
No.
Then we're talking about keeping them confined indefinitely.
At least until we can come up with another course of action.
The good news is that we have found no more Zaytarks among SGC personnel.
Daniel apparently checked out fine.
Yeah. Teal'c's happy.
As happy as Teal'c gets.
Yes.
For a Teal'c value of happy.
I want good news regarding Colonel O'Neill and Major Carter.
We'll keep working on it, sir.
What shall I tell the High Counselor regarding the meeting with the President?
It's on.
Janet's got something, a couple of people she can experiment on.
She's happy.
She's shining a light into as many eyes as she wants. I was like, yo-yo. Yeah, yo-yo. Could never use a yo-yo.
You could never use a yo-yo.
No, I can never get the emotion right. One of my failings as a child.
So, in the 80s, when that yo-yo trick doing craze swept Europe, you were left sadly standing on the sidelines?
I think I'd given up on yo-yos probably a decade earlier.
You're not that much older than me.
Well, in the 80s, I'd have been a teenager, and I'm pretty sure I didn't give a monkeys about yo-yos then.
Could have been the late 70s. There was Coca-Cola and Pepsi yo-yos. It was kind of... I mean, they even came over and did demonstrations. But clearly, Jack shares your yo-yo fetish.
The experiment with the armbands was the reason you went on the mission to destroy Pavis' new ship.
Be careful, Jack.
Hey, listen. What if you're wrong... And Carter and I aren't really,
Zaytarks?
Zaytarks.
I do not believe that is possible.
Yes, it's just me that the camera focus on her upper chest area there.
Well, if you're going to put an actress in an outfit like that, you might as well make the most of it.
Making most of it would be reaching behind and undoing the ties.
Yeah, but I mean, look how many ties are. It'll take you forever.
When you saved me for second time during the situation with Lieutenant Astor.
No offense, but I'd have done it for anyone.
It's not exactly a spur of the moment outfit, is it?
Not with a pair of scissors. I always have a pair of scissors, Andy. Trust me. Oops. For corsets, you should always have a pair of scissors, Andy.
He needs to get his balance for this.
Yeah, we're not sure he's even protesting. I would say he's not really protesting at all. He's kind of going...
It's funny, isn't it? You know, Jack's been assaulted by women just as much, probably more so than he's assaulted women. First Sam grabbed him and planted one on him. Now Freya.
Anise, my symbiote, is far more interested in Dr. Jackson on an intellectual level, but she would have to suffer.
Look, there are so many reasons why this is wrong and weird and wrong. Did I mention wrong?
Is it because I share my body with Anise?
For starters.
Do you not find me attractive?
And let's not forget your one back on thingy.
Well, that was more 50-50.
No, actually, I think it was more 70-30.
Well, yeah, she really did kind of push the issue, didn't she?
Well, that's because she could go push later on.
Of course, Freya says Anise fancies Daniel. She'll just have to suffer. If I want to jump Jack's bones, and Anise just going to have to go along with it.
Good point.
Is there someone else to whom you are loyal?
The hand's kind of up, and he's kind of, well, maybe I shouldn't.
That's not really the point here, is it?
Good question. And if he answered it, this episode could have been over a lot quicker.
No, it's just... Well, yeah.
I had heard that the humans of Earth had many inhibitions and stigmas surrounding intimacy.
Yes. Yes, I've heard that too. There's also the matter of timing.
He's aware of his attraction to Sam, and it goes deeper than that, but the fact that he's not even unwilling to admit it to himself in the open, that's what's causing all the problems.
Once again, I find myself feeling the need to apologize.
Oh, no need. We're adults.
I will make an effort to learn more about your customs so I will not make you so uncomfortable again.
Yes, very good idea. Thank you. Hmm. Bye.
Yes, if you can save me from this ivory tower, I'm all yours.
Just caress her fair skin there, Jack, you know, casually. You know, Jack, in that situation, I would have sex with the buddy girl, and then some of the debate models of it later.
Even the guard's thinking, disgrace to the Air Force.
Well, the guard's thinking, is he gay? And that little red light would indicate the door was locked. How did he get it open? She's very upfront, isn't she?
Yes.
Hey, that's my diplomatic phrasing. Would you rather I said what was actually on my mind? You'd only have to edit it out anyway.
Excuse me. I have been reviewing my notes on prior incidents with Zatarks, and I'm concerned that we are endangering Major Carter and Colonel O'Neill by keeping them confined.
Why?
In at least one case, I think the Zatark lost control when it became evident that they could no longer achieve their objective.
So more complications then. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good for Jack and Sam.
Oh, I just remember the end of this episode.
Well done.
The triggering event hasn't occurred yet. However, if that passes...
The meeting between the High Counselor and the President.
What if we postpone?
That could have the same effect, if the program part of their minds believes they are no longer able to fulfill the goal.
So, what do we do?
The doom of the person who fancies Carter.
Couldn't you leave him a message?
Sorry?
Well, she's writing a letter. Could she, you know, video him a little message? Why not call him? He could come and visit.
That's true.
Come as soon as you can.
Thank you.
I have come to present an option to you.
Not what Freya tried on Lieutenant Astor.
She thinks that the procedure failed because she stopped before it was finished.
Because Astor went crazy.
I know we've reached the limit for guest stars in this episode, but still.
Oh, you mean Jacob?
Well, that is her dad.
Yes.
And a fair chance to work.
What's the rush?
Freya has seen prior evidence that suggests that Zatark is prevented from achieving their objective.
And?
If your objective is to target the President.
You're saying I would try and kill myself.
Yes, he doesn't want that.
I'm assuming the actor playing Martouf is older than Amanda.
He doesn't look that old.
He's more wrinkly about the forehead.
Doesn't necessarily equate to age.
I'm just looking at her here, and I'm looking at a recent episode of Sanctuary, which was probably filmed about 6 months ago, and aged well.
Amanda is 5 years older than J.R. Bourne.
Damn.
Yes, I know. Not only do I not want to risk losing what you still carry of Jalinar, but... I've grown quite fond of you as well, Sam.
And you are absolutely right. She still looks fantastic in Sanctuary.
One particular episode, and thank you.
Yes, we know that episode.
Allow me my little indulgences.
I mean, we don't know that the President is the target. We don't even know if I'll lose my mind because the summit's going on and I'm stuck in here.
And we don't know for sure that you will suffer any ill effects from the procedure.
Oh, God, that really is good drugs. I was unconsciously sort of a nervous tick bouncing my foot up and down on the ball of the foot. Half an hour ago, that would have been agonizing.
Come again?
Bottom line is, there's a chance that you could come out completely intact.
Or not.
Or not.
This is good drugs. Yay.
What's Carter say?
I don't know. Martouf is explaining it to her now.
You're just going to mull the annoying twinge, which reminds me, don't do that, you've got an injury.
A little heart-to-heart between Jack and Daniel.
Hardly a heart-to-heart with a little red light flashing in the corner and the whole
yes,
thing.
Yes, we are watching you. Do not do anything.
We are watching you. Room 101, please.
She made a pass at me.
Sam?
Anise.
Now, why would he think it was Sam?
Really?
The host half?
That's odd.
You're telling me. Odd timing, too, don't you think?
Yes.
The host half. The right side of it really fancies me, but the left likes you.
Sorry, I'm just catching up dialogue.
Daniel's not really impressed by that. That's it, they both end up in slightly awkward silences. We're friends, but not quite that close yet.
Yep, I think these are the Jack O'Neill moments I would probably miss the most.
What?
I understand why they wouldn't trust me.
Well, I think it's more that they would rather risk dying than lose who they are.
We can be sure they won't threaten the president, but how do we keep them from harming themselves during the summit?
We plan to sedate them and put them in restraints.
Until when?
This is very sort of a Nazi doctor style phrasing from Frasier.
Well, she loves this opportunity to pump drugs into people and see what happens. She's rather upset that...
Excuse me, in the I Am Not Lucy episode, she didn't want to pump drugs into Jack.
Well, that's it. She got the taste for it after that episode.
For how long?
As long as it takes to find a treatment with better odds than the one we have available.
The president is due to arrive in less than an hour.
She liked Jack Monkey Man. Jokes come up. Been good to know you.
Come to say your goodbyes?
If there's anything that you require of me,
another option.
There is still time to try the procedure.
That is a classically Jack statement. Maybe we could try something else. Maybe we could try anything else.
You said if you could have done a proper autopsy on Aster, you might have been able to solve this thing.
It would have provided much more information.
I wonder if I should start my car. I haven't started it since Thursday. Brief aside, folks, this being the 22nd of December when we're recording this, or the 20th? 20th. It was minus 10 here this morning.
I'm fortunate enough not to have to get up that early. I can look out the window and say, I don't care.
Maybe it'll help Carter. Her brain's worth a lot more than mine.
I love that line from Jack. Her brain's worth a lot more than mine.
Yep, he's right.
What? He can't.
He's on his way down now.
Why is he doing this?
He said he'd rather take the risk instead of being put to sleep indefinitely.
But Aster... If it happens, he thinks Anise can use what she would learn to save you.
Daniel actually brushes up quite well, I must say. Guy looks good in a suit.
Oh, the look.
The lingering. You think that was shot at slightly slow frame rate?
That was a bit slow mode.
It did look a bit slow mode, but slow mode enough that it wasn't actually shot at 200 frames per second film slow mode.
Of course, Jack is literally sacrificing himself in the hopes that it brings some medical benefit to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being driven to that by the reason which is causing all these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming traveler.
Yeah, Tok'ra Odyssey. It really wouldn't do to splatter the Tok'ra High Council, would it?
No, it might be hard to be diplomatic about it after the fact.
That, I'm just thinking about that laser cut straight through 2.5 people.
Yeah. Yes, Daniel, we know it's you.
Yes, but don't used to see him in a suit.
Is that it? It throws him off?
I'm not keen on the toy with that short.
Jack's going through with the procedure and they're sedating Sam now.
Receiving Tok'ra, IDC.
Open the iris.
Yes, we will throw ourselves in front of the president, not the president, whatever you want to call him.
Didn't work with the laser, it went straight up through two of them.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it, with that sort of weapon.
He looks very Gould-like, doesn't he?
It's an important occasion, Purcell.
Indeed it is.
He's very regal. No, I suppose he's...
Pretty good, like...
Yeah, pretty similar. Describing the stance and the bearing.
Their eyes look almost bulging there, don't they? They look like they're protruding somewhat. A little bloodshot on one side there as well.
Janet.
Meanwhile, if they use the equivalent of a day ward anaesthetic, I know from personal experience, you go from awake to dizzy to unconscious in roughly 3.5 seconds. It is incredibly fast acting. Trust me, I've been there.
Now they figured out they bring a Zat gun to this party.
Well, you know, Aster was a red shirt.
Right.
Yeah, but it's one of them stupid decisions they make which annoys you in a show like this.
We have the red velveteen carpet.
I was most impressed by the revisions you made to the treaty.
The credit goes to Dr. Jackson.
Inspiring document.
Daniel?
I
only hope both parties can live up to it.
The head of the Tok'ra is talking to you, Daniel.
Dr. Jackson.
Are you with us, Daniel?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. Dr. Jackson.
Quarter to six, sir.
Yeah. Tuesday with Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the library. He's not impressed, is he?
No, not really. I'm waiting for your person.
Colonel.
Yes.
Sir, there's no time.
We may have to increase the dose.
He loves me. He loves me. No, he loves me.
C4 is gonna go. You have to get out of here.
No!
Get the mallet.
The machine is wrong.
C4, no, that's probably a bit extreme to put you out, Sam.
You don't understand. We lied. We didn't even know we were lying.
Could have been important. Should we tell anybody, nurse? Nah.
If you are ready, we will begin. Stop!
Now, why bang on the glass when you had the microphone right there?
And the replace that glass was probably even thicker plexiglass.
Now, she'd still be very groggy.
You would think so.
I wouldn't know, so I...
Carter? What's up?
Could we have a moment alone, please?
Had these drugs, trust me.
They haven't got the medication that washed that out of her system so quick.
Thanks.
God. You didn't do this. Yeah.
She's a metabolite, some of it. She's banjaxed.
What's going on?
We're not Satyrs.
How do you know?
The machine thinks that we have false memories, but we don't. We were lying.
I wasn't lying.
Okay, you left something out.
No, I didn't.
Sir, when you wouldn't leave me, but are you sure there wasn't something else that you're not admitting?
Now, I'd love to see an outtake of this scene because I can't imagine Amanda resisted the urge to just ruffle Jack's hair there. You know? Even I couldn't resist the urge. Just sort of run the finger. You know, just ruffle, ruffle, ruffle.
Sir, we weren't telling the whole truth. And that's why the machine thinks the memories are false.
Yeah, little space monkey.
Well, bold space monkey that might get spanked. Yes, I know. Never miss the opportunity to lower the tone.
Having a bit of trouble getting through to Jack at this point.
That's the memory aid thing into the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, and they said when they first brought it in, it was similar to the Gould memory recall device. Oh. Said they could use the same prop.
In full quadraphonic sound.
Mr. President, General, nice to see you. Good to see you, sir.
Major Carter was trapped behind the force shield.
It's not us, honestly.
That's right.
Sir, there's no time.
It's them.
Yes. We'll keep taking the test until we pass it.
There were sounds.
You did everything you could.
Yes.
You couldn't save her.
Yeah. Isn't this rather delaying? Why don't they just assume it's correct? And...
What, you mean the actual story itself as opposed to the show?
Well, I mean, they could take it as read.
I mean, this whole episode is basically about the relationships between Sam and Jack and the Tok'ra and the humans.
Sir, just go!
Now!
Yeah, I realise that, but the point is, the president's supposedly already there.
Yeah, but so they can't take it as read, can they? They can't say, oh, yeah, obviously that's right. Let him go.
What were you feeling?
Like someone who was about to die.
Sir.
I didn't leave.
Little piano in the What's background. It?
Because I'd have rather died myself than lose Carter.
What you need now is the, actually, you can probably drop some in. The Incredible Hulk from the 70s Walking Away music. As opposed to their
piano. Yeah, that'd be quite fitting, wouldn't it?
Yes.
You're supposed to get upset and well up when you're walking off into the distance, forlorn. And
so over that dialogue, you could have do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And preferably not me trying to do the tunes in there.
Yeah.
Let's face facts. Nobody needs to hear that, ever. I've heard recordings of me singing while drunk. Trust me, it's not pleasant. I've also played SingStar while drunk, so I know how bad I am, because it conveniently rates you. Let you know how many notes you're missing and how far off you are. But still, it's a good drunken party game. This podcast is sponsored by SingStar.
Don't look too upset, Janet. Cheer up, Tilk.
Sir, none of this has to leave this room.
We're okay with that?
Yes, sir.
But I don't get to play with Jack as drooling on the bed, baby.
This is pretty bad news for Anise and Freya.
Yes.
The machine's not very accurate, is it? Or at least the person not running it doesn't understand humans very well.
You think Anise might, or Freya might, rather.
Well, she comes from a planet where if you feel something, you express it. None of these hidden emotions.
She certainly did that, I'll give her that.
I have not been in any situations where I would be vulnerable to the go-old Zatark technology.
So there, Jack.
Yeah.
Yes, that really was said with that sort of attitude, wasn't it? I suppose Jack should be thankful he didn't have a pole in his bedroom. She'd been spinning around it like nobody's business.
I could have stood to see footage like that, especially in that outfit. Oopsie. Ring.
Yes, perhaps. Now, that must have one hell of a weapons pack.
Excuse me.
Energy pack. Thought we'd been able to scan for something like that.
Aren't you of kind? Talk to you outside for a second.
No, you may not.
Bring my counselor, Persis of the Tok'ra, and may I introduce the President of the United States of America.
Look out!
They probably should have told the General as well as Daniel before Martouf went trigger happy.
Yes.
And unfortunately, a terrible shot compared to
the first guy,
Graham. Yeah. Fire from the hip.
So it can go straight through people, but not concrete.
Well, concrete is a bit thicker.
Hold your fire!
I think Martouf's a bit thicker.
He's not the combat veteran, is he?
Oh dear, it's off now.
Samantha.
He's already been shot about 15 times. He's not liable to survive.
Unfortunately, he's got a little device that goes boom. Dear.
Foolish man, Rob. You fancied me. That's a death sentence.
Is everyone okay? Ursus?
Yes.
And doubly so, because she'd die in my arms.
Is the President all right?
He's okay. But I'm afraid this man isn't the President. The real President is still waiting for our signal in Air Force One. We had to be absolutely sure.
I see.
Oh, bless.
May that be the last time such deception is required by either of us.
Can't you change once in a while, Freya?
I promise you his death will ultimately prove to be a noble sacrifice.
I wouldn't appreciate that if I was a visiting dignitary.
No, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Great. So you use me as bait. Like, oh, the deception was required. I suppose the Tok'ra, when you've been sort of hidden and lying and basically covering stuff up for the last 2,500 years, a minor deception like this is, okay, well, waited a little bit. Hey, you're lying, cheating and deceiving. Kudos. Respect. We understand you now.
I mean, it's curious that whoever did the programming, it was to get, you know, the American president, not the leader of the Tok'ra.
Well, the other guy was supposed to do that. It's a kind of a double blind. Program one for the US president and one for the Tok'ra leader.
Yeah, unfortunately, yep. Both failed.
Yes. These things happen.
Ah, well, what can you expect from Gould?
Yes, actually, that's surprising forward planning by Gould's standards.
Well, like I say, I don't think we ever learn exactly who programmed these, do we?
No, it's probably Chronoster. Okay. The next time we record, he said, rather than necessarily next week, given the flexible and random nature of my schedule, next week is Window of Opportunity, otherwise colloquially known as Groundhog Day.
Or the best episode of the series.
Ever.
Next time on Stargate SG-1, it's Deja Vu.
Colonel, something wrong?
Or are we just somewhere else?
All over again.
Events do appear to be repeating themselves.
When a routine mission goes horribly wrong.
Here's the deal. We're all stuck in a time loop of some kind.
Now, Teal'c and O'Neill.
Colonel, what are you doing out of uniform?
Are living in a world.
Handing you my resignation?
Without consequences.
So I can do this?
But will SG-1 be forced to repeat history?
I've never seen anything like it.
We have.
For all of eternity?
If we don't find a way out of this soon, I'm gonna go crazy.
I think we can shut it down.
Let's do it.
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
I've clicked on one comment. Show me the damn comment. It's a comment from Barb, which relates to something I said during the episode, which I can remember only because I actually listened to about 15 minutes at the start and 10 minutes at the end. So it's actually in there, where I say, if someone spells awesome O-S-S-I-M and they're over 15, they're going to be taken outside and have a finger removed. To which Barb replies, and I think this is Guyper. It's Guyper. GWCers, and that would be Galactic Water Cooler fans, spell it O-S-S-I-M. I'm well over 15. You can try for a finger at the meetup in March. You won't like the one I present to you. Lol. Good cast. I think Passion should be raising the finger between the ring finger and the index finger.
More than likely. At least I understand the reference now.
Happy to help.
Good.
I'm surprised I didn't know. I probably did remember pretty much what I said. I didn't really need to listen to the episode. I remember most things I said.
I just kept looking at O-O-S-I-M thinking, Ozim? Ozim? Nah, it doesn't ring a bell. And I edited the numb show. Yes. It goes in one ear, literally, and goes out the other.
With the relevant bits taken out?
Yeah. So that's all the feedback we've got for this week, then. Nothing new on the Facebook page.
Okay. I have notifications, but they relate to my own account.
Come try ya!
The year of awesome. Game of Thrones on HBO. The first of A Song of Ice and Fire. Books on TV. The Green Hornet and the Green Lantern out in movie theaters, along with Captain America and the very last Harry Potter movie. The first of the Books in Bronze series by T. Morris and Philippa Valentine. Another Sigler book, I think? You name it. 2011 is the year of awesome, and with that awesome comes a new podcast. Nutty Bites. Pretty much whatever shows up on Nuke Joss's radar will show up in Nutty Bites. Look for it in 2011.
For more information, go to nimlas.org/blog, nimlas.org/blog.
This is just basically how you can get in contact with us. You can get us in our Facebook group, which is, if you just type Gatecast into the search, it should come up. Email is gatecast@phasecast.com. We're now up on Twitter, which is TheGatecast, just one word. We will tweet when the show is started, and I'll keep an eye on it as we record. So if you want to sort of contribute as things go along, feel free to send us a message.
We are also listed on podcastpickle.com. And finally, we have our own website, gatecast.phasecast.com. Or simply do a Google search for the Gatecast podcast. On the website, you'll find all our episodes, plus a comments forum. Listings for news and media is also included. We'd love to have you visit. And for our fellow podcasters, we have 3 promos listed on our feed as well. Feel free to use them. If you do, let us know, and we'll gladly play yours. These have been the Gatecast contact methods.
Thanks for listening, folks. We do appreciate it, and continue to download and feedback. I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.